And we are here. It's Thursday, 7 o'clock. Well, it's a little past 7. I was distracted. 7 o'clock, Tinsel Talk with me, Elsie, and my usual partner in crime, Cotty.
Hey!
And, I mean, I've been here in the studio for a while because there's some basketball players in here before. And of course I'm going to come down and see the basketball players.
Since they're seniors.
Yeah. I mean, they're not my favorite basketball players, but still cute basketball players.
They will definitely do.
Not going to pass up the chance to see them. That's for sure. Gosh, I just really love basketball players. I could have a whole show on basketball players, honestly.
We should next semester.
We're not going to.
We could have them in here to interview.
Oh, God, I would die. I would die. Like, I would literally die of embarrassment.
Why? It'd be a basketball show.
Okay, like me trying to talk about basketball, really, with basketball players.
I mean, just a thought.
It's a poor thought. Because I would fail.
I have more thoughts, but I'm not going to share them.
You can if you'd like.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Not on the air.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Even if it says something embarrassing about me, it wouldn't be the first time you just told people.
The first time you were completely okay with it. So
I said, I was like, I guess if you're going to go ahead, just do it and press enter.
And then I did, because you said press enter.
Yeah, that's a story. Makes me look crazy, but that's okay. Anyways.
I mean, I did message them.
That's true.
And they saw it.
Yeah, but they didn't respond.
I know.
Anyways. On to what we're going to talk about this week.
It's not like he knows it was about you.
What? What are you talking about? I'm really curious what we're talking about.
Some post.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Anyways.
You thought I wrote one about me, but I really didn't. I should have. That should have been me.
That's how I feel. This is Cotty. I even told Alex, I was like, I think this is Cotty, honestly. Anyways, so what we're going to talk about today, not basketball players. We're done with that. But I mean, if anyone wants to talk about basketball players with me, hit me up. What's on tap today? We have some movies. There's no real, like, subtopic for that. And we have music, including Teen Mom is blowing.
Literally.
Thought about that, and I was like, that's a clever one. TV shows and why I'm brokenhearted and I will always be brokenhearted. I hate you, Jeff Davis. Celebrity gossip and what has Justin Bieber done now. So, on to movie news. Divergent is opening up tomorrow. And
actually in an hour.
Okay, in an hour. Anyways, technically it comes out tomorrow. And I want to see it. I was trying to read the book. It was really good.
Tell them why you really want to see it.
Well, it just looks like a good movie.
Uh-huh, sure. You're only lying to yourself.
I'm not lying to myself, I know. That Ansel Elgort's gonna be on the big screen, and that's all that really matters in the world, really. Ansel Elgort. I mean, isn't that why you want to see it?
Yeah, it is.
And he's not gonna be in it very much, but...
I mean, Theo James is hot, too.
Yeah, but Ansel Elgort.
Well, I know, but I know for a fact he's not gonna be in it very much.
I know.
So at least there's someone else to look at.
It's true. But the book is really good. It really is.
I wish I would know.
Oh my gosh.
We won't go into that though.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying too.
I'm just saying.
Well, my point's more valid, so case closed.
You were working on a paper, so I just started reading it.
And you could have stopped.
Whatever.
Or started over.
I was too far into it. There was no going back.
Mm-hmm.
It was already at the choosing ceremony.
Okay.
Anyways.
Whatever.
Pixar announced that they're going to have Incredibles 2 and Cars 3. Cars 3 should be a no. I don't really care about the Incredibles 2. I wasn't a big fan of the Incredibles. Like, I liked it, but it wasn't, like, great or anything.
That's exactly how I feel, to be completely honest. I did not really like Incredibles. Why make another one? And for Cars, I personally liked Cars.
I liked Cars, but I didn't like the second one.
I never saw the second one, so I don't know. I can't say anything about it. But I liked the first one. So.
Yeah. I just... I don't understand the point of sequels to these type of movies. But then, but this one needs to happen. There might be a High School Musical to High School Musical reunion.
Zac Efron wants to put it on.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That.
It's on all day on Sunday.
I know. I don't really like the second one. And I didn't watch the third one because it's like after the second one. If the second one's bad, then don't watch the third one. It's just the first one is so good. I hope it's the dance along version. Because I dance along.
I don't think it is. It was. I saw the preview and it mentioned something about.
Is it a sing along?
I don't know. Okay, I know it's the sing like musical show because Teen Beach Movie's on too.
That's a good one. God, Ross Lynch. Everybody come
but
on.
They were talking about the dance along version. I don't think it's gonna be on TV though.
That's my favorite one. I know all the dances. Never seen it. It's just like it's the same thing. There's nothing changed. It's just like during the commercials, there's like video clips of the cast and they teach you how to do the dances.
Yeah, never saw it.
I was watching it over the summer at my friend's house.
I know.
And she was going to the bathroom and she came back in and she's like, what are you doing? Clearly I'm dancing. Does it look like I'm doing? But then there's going to be a live action Little Mermaid. That's so exciting. I love Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid is the best. I don't know how they're going to do live action though. I don't know. I'm excited to see it. I want to be that live action Little Mermaid. I want to be Ariel.
Another the actress one. Was chosen. I don't remember her name.
Oh, I totally forgot something that I... Oh, never mind. It's not celebrity news. They didn't give me a chance to be on this, though. They should let me know, and I would have auditioned, and I would have won. Anyways. Not bitter.
Is that kind of like... Different realm, but sort of the same thing? Where Jeremy Roloff didn't give you a chance?
Yes! There's a bunch of boys just not giving me chances in this movie, not giving me a chance. There's just a bunch of people not giving me a chance. And I just revert back to Mamma Mia. I don't know if you've seen that musical.
No, I haven't.
There's a song, take a chance on me, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I love that musical. Anyways. And finally, for movie news, it's been a pretty boring movie news. Like, there hasn't really been any movies that I've been excited about besides the ones Ansel Elgort are in. And that's self-explanatory. The Amazing Spider-Man, though, trailers are coming out, and I love The Amazing Spider-Man because I love, what's his, Andrew Garfield, that's his name. What are you pointing at me for?
September 19th.
What's that? I don't know.
Dylan?
Maze Runner. Maze Runner. That looks so good. Maze Runner. Maze Runner, September 19th. I have a date with Dylan O'Brien in the big screen.
With him all sweaty and dirty and probably scraped bloody.
Up and a little bloody and a little bruised, just how I like him in movies.
I like how you finish that off in movies.
Yeah, because otherwise it makes him like a freak. Like, I like him all bloody and sweaty and like, okay, she's probably abusive, just in movies. It would be sad if they were actually bloody and scraped up and stuff, but in movies, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can dig it. So, on to some music news. Oh my gosh, over spring break, my father, it was my for a birthday present, but I got money to buy these tickets for 5 Seconds of Summer on April 11th. This is all I could ever ask for. My love goes too deep. My love is too trill on this one. Like, I'm going to go early. Super, super early. Like, I don't like to get up before the sun is rises, but I will get up before the sun rises to go into San Francisco to wait in line all day. Over 12 hours. I know it's going to be over 12 hours, so I'm going to be there before 8.
We're going to be there before 7.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to wait all day. I'm excited to beat the band there, and they're going to have to like see us beat them there, and they're going to be like, kind of embarrassed, like, wow, fans beat us here. But then we're going to get to meet them, and then I'm going to be front row, and then I'm going to get the drumstick. Have it all planned out. Watch, I don't get the drumstick. I wouldn't even be sad, though. I'd just be happy to be there. I'd just be happy to be part of the crowd.
Definitely.
Oh, man. But I do want that drumstick real bad. Real bad to add to my drumstick collection. I actually am. I can start one. Like, I actually... That's so cool. I'm so cool. Teen Mom's Farrah Abrams, she came out with a song called Blowin', and it has a music video, and there's parts of the song where I don't know if she's speaking English. And it was like a bad car wreck. Like, I couldn't really look away once I started. And of course, Cottie is the one that sends me the link, and she's like, watch this. And so I'm watching it, and I'm just kind of like, I really hate you right now. Like, why am I watching this?
Then it gets stuck in your head because it's catchy. And it,
yeah, it is.
But it's a bad kind of catchy.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, it sounds dirty, the song, because it's like, okay, Farrah, she's been in a porn, so a song called Blowing, like, she's doing something bad. No, but it's just about being blown away in the wind.
I mean, take it as you will. Some people are saying she's actually blowing. I mean, she does want to be in another porn, so that kind of says who she is. There is also rumors. I haven't read articles.
I mean,
but
blowing could be like cocaine too.
Yeah.
She doesn't really look like she's on crack though.
She's on something.
She's just dumb. She's not on anything, which is the sad part.
Might be better if she was. Yeah. She'd might probably, explain
she'd
things.
Probably be more sane.
Yeah.
The rumor was what?
Oh, there was a couple rumors about her daughter. One being that she waxes her eyebrows.
Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah.
I know, but then there
that
was
wasn't even rumor, that was like true. Like she
but
like,
then
yeah.
This one, she wanted to get, what's her name, Sophia?
I don't know.
I don't remember her daughter's
name. I went
name.
To shrug, but I realized people can't see me shrug.
That she wanted to do cosmetic surgery on her face.
The babies?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyways.
That's how crazy she is.
But first, let me take a selfie. I just have it on here. There's a song called Hashtag Selfie by Chainsmokers, and I pretty much can do the voice pretty well.
She can.
Yeah.
She's pretty talented.
I'm very talented in many realms of the world. I'm very good at impersonations. Not really. I'm good at drawing. Not really. I have a lovely singing voice. That's true. Wow, okay. Just laugh. You know how you really feel. I'm a good rapper.
She is.
That's true.
That one's very, very truthful.
That's actually true. I can rap. I almost ate the microphone.
She raps so hard she eats the mic. That's how hardcore she is. That's when she's done. You know when she's done.
I hate the mic. Invoice me for the mic. Swallow it all. Don't even chew. Like a python. Just unhinge my jaw and swallow the mic. And the beak got sicker. Okay, what's your song of the week? What is your favorite song this week?
I feel like it's kind of obvious for the both of us, but Amnesia by Five Sauce.
I love that song so much. Like, I could cry when I listen to it. Like, it's so good. So good. My favorite song this week is called The Answer by Codaline. Yeah. I found it on an Alice and Argent mix online, and it was really sad.
Kind of off topic, but kind of on topic with what you just said. Did you watch the video that Teen Wolf posted on Facebook? And it was an Alice and Argent, like,
oh, it's the top song. 10 reason. No. I saw the top 10 reasons. That's later, though. It was top 10 reasons why Alice and Argent is, like, amazing. It was like, she doesn't need an umbrella because rain knows not to rain on her head. And it's like, her bow is strung with unicorn hair. And her nickname in Justin Bieber's phone is Swag, and that's why he's always saying it. And I Knew You Were Trouble was originally written for her. Like, about her. That's really good. Anyways, I'm going to take my first musical break, and I'm going to play a song by 5 Seconds of Summer because I love them so much. It's called Heartache on the Big Screen.
Out like in the movies, but it ended like a bad dream. Curtain opened, heard the crowd roar. This one's a repeat, seen it before. Tragic story, starving you and me. Yeah, God, we're stuck inside this scene. Yeah. The clock is ticking and I'm out of time. The camera's rolling and I forgot my lines. My script is written, now I see. This is how they go.
And we are back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And this is LC and Cody on Tinsel Talk. And that was Heartache on the Big Screen by 5 Seconds of the Summer. And I was jamming out big time. Big time. Because, oh God, I just love them. That's on their EP. They're not even going to be playing at their show that we're going to go to, though. I checked the set list. That's pretty sad. But they are playing Amnesia. Snaps for that. Okay, now we're gonna get down to business here, because it's TV show talk time. This is serious, especially the end one. I might cry, because thinking about it makes me sad. Girl Meets World is coming back. I mean, not coming back, it's gonna start. That's the sequel to Boy Meets World. Would you call it a sequel?
Yeah, it's kind of the same sort of thing.
And it's premiering in the summertime, and the whole gang is back, including Mr. Feeny. And Ryder Strong, which was Sean. He's pretty hot. Pretty hot.
Pretty hot. He's so hot, he's hot.
He was
cot.
Cute and hot. I was going to say, it was a combination of that gruel. He was hot. Very cute and hot. Anyways, that's premiering in the summertime. And they're on for at least the first episode, Feeny and the rest of them, so I'm pretty excited. But now, serious news. The Bachelor, it ended.
Thank God.
He picks Nikki. And you know what? Normally I'd be like, oh, darn, not the person I wanted. She's such a witch. But no, they deserve each other. Because I was wrong. I was wrong. This is the only time you're going to hear me say this. I was wrong.
Can I videotape that?
No. But I was wrong about Juan Pablo. He's not a nice guy. He gets a total D-bag. Just the biggest D-bags of all D-bags.
He's the ruler. Like, that's D-bags. How nasty and...
Oh, and then Claire. Okay, he doesn't pick... Claire and Nikki are the last two. And Claire's standing there looking gorgeous, as always, as every person from Sacktown looks. Every woman from Sacktown. Me. And he's like, I don't want to be with you. And then he tries to hug her. And then she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she, like, puts her hands down. And then she, like, just tells him. She just really tells him off. And he's like, do you want to know why I didn't pick you? Was that what he said? Or when I knew I wasn't going to pick you? And then she's like, I don't even want to know. And then she starts walking off. And then she's like, you know what? I would never want my kids to have a father like you. And it's like, oh, boom. The shot's fired. Oh, I was like clapping for her. Oh, that was amazing.
It's pretty good.
And then he picks Nikki, and then he doesn't propose to her. He has a ring, but he doesn't propose to her. And then she's like, I love you. And he's like, I like you a lot. He's okay.
Will you accept this rose?
I do not accept this rose. And then, what is it? Reunion.
Girls tell all.
No, the reunion. It was during the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
There's Nikki and him are still together, and he still won't say I love you.
But it's she's been, like, dumb 5 enough. 5 months.
She's dumb enough, and it's like, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Juan Pablo says that, like, far too much, and, like, everyone complains about that he's always just like, it's okay. It's okay. And he was so rude to Chris Harrison. He was such, oh God, he was the biggest a-hole ever. He was the worst Bachelor. The worst. I'm so mad that I was, like, on his side.
You tricked me. You were the ruler.
I know. You tricked me, Juan Pablo, and with your pajamas. You tricked me with your pajamas. It is not okay. I do not accept this rose. Man. Yeah. So, I was wrong about this one thing. I've only been wrong once in my life, and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
My nose itches. Hold on. The hell? I love when you itch and itch. And it's like, it just feels so good. God, it won't stop itching. Okay. Anyways. How did you feel about The Bachelor?
Exactly how you felt. I felt betrayed. I felt...
Betrayed by his pajamas.
Like, I don't know. The things I want to say about him, I can't say on the air.
That's like, what I that's was trying
how
to, like,
bad it is.
I was trying to talk around the words that I wanted to, and I was like, okay, I want to call him this, but I can't, so I've got to figure out something else to say about him.
Like, that's how much I don't like him.
I just liked how Sean, the last Bachelor, how he was like, because then they're like, oh, what are you going to do in the future? And he's like, I want to keep my private life private. And Sean explained, like, I feel the same exact way Sean did. Like, it's his choice if he wants to say I love you. That he doesn't have to. He doesn't even have to propose to her. That's fine. If he's not ready, don't do it. Whatever. But then to say that you're not going to, like, let the viewers know what you're doing with your life in the future, like, that's what you signed up for, being the Bachelor. Like, you're just being a big D-bag. And I understand. I know why. It's because he didn't get picked up to be on Dancing with the Stars like Sean did. Sean was very likable. Everyone liked Sean. Sean got to be on Dancing with the Stars after his season. Juan Pablo, not
so
much.
Sean is... His personality is...
He's perfect. I like Sean.
I mean, I feel like Juan Pablo's more attractive.
Oh God, Juan Pablo's so attractive.
But Sean's personality is far more attractive than Juan Pablo ever will be.
That's true. That's very true. And the new Bachelorette's going to be Andy. Whatever. I don't really care about her.
You're just upset it wasn't Claire.
I am upset it's not Claire. I liked Claire.
I feel like the only reason you really, really liked Claire is because she's from B-A-B. Sacramento.
She's a B-A-B. Think about it. Bad.
Yeah, I know. You didn't have to even say bad. I knew what you meant.
When you're talking, when you're like, oh, she's like from Sacramento. I was like thinking, I was like, okay, what is the abbreviation for this? She, oh man. No, I really like, even if she was someplace else, because like everyone hated her because she had so much time with him, but she knew how to use the time that she had. She knew how to work what she
had. Work the system.
Yeah, and she got what she wanted. What's there to hate on? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Literally, it's a game. You can hate it, but you can't hate the players.
I mean, I hate Juan Pablo. And you do too, so
me
you're kind of...
I don't feel like he's a player. He's like bench
warmer. He is a player, though. He played all 27 girls.
Oh, but nice. Yeah, that was The Bachelor. That's our feelings on The Bachelor. I think our feelings are really the only ones that really matter.
I feel like everybody feels the way we feel, so...
No, there's people on his Instagram that are like, all these haters, just because she didn't say I love you, that's your choice, la 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 la. This is the realest Bachelor ever, and it's like, oh, and you're literally so stupid. You're as stupid as Nikki is for sticking around.
As stupid.
Are you as stupid? That's what I wanted to comment on all of them. Are you as stupid? That's from Dance Moms. Dance Moms Miami. This girl was like telling off her mom, and she's like, are you as stupid? I love it so much. It's okay. I got to saying that so much that I started saying it without knowing it. Like, my sister-in-law was like, oh, I went to Starbucks this morning, and like, I didn't know that she wanted one. I would have brought you one. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. And she has never seen the show. She didn't know. I wasn't even meaning to say it. And then afterwards, when she walked away, I was like, I need to stop. I need an intervention for East okay. Because it's
I mean, he
not
does
okay.
Too. Maybe you guys can go together?
No. East not okay. Okay. East not okay. And then one time, I was in my room, and my mom was like yelling at me about something, but like just trying to tell me something. And I was like, what? And she's like, never mind. East okay. Mom. Okay, and over spring break, my friend got me into this MTV show called Are You the One? And the premise of the game is there's 10 women and 10 men, and each one of them has a perfect match. And they have to complete these challenges each week, and then they get to pick someone who goes on a date with them. And then out of the three couples that go on a date, the rest of the house chooses one of the couples to go into a truth booth. And in the truth booth, they get scanned. It's like this really dramatic thing where they get scanned, and then you find out if they're a perfect match or not. If they're a perfect match, then it's like they get to stay together and they get to go someplace else. If they're not, then it's like, okay, they're not a perfect match. And the whole point of the game is you have to find everyone's perfect match. And after the truth booth, they go to this ceremony where they pick someone who they think is their perfect match. And then these light beams shoot up and it tells you the correct number of matches that there are. And this last week, I mean, it was on last night, I didn't get to watch it, but the week before that, there was 7 perfect matches. So me and my friend, we took 4 hours and we tried to figure out all of them. We wrote down every single thing we knew, and we spent 4 hours on this. And we were talking about, like, oh, this is so easy. This would be so easy. We'd be winning this game. Like, they're so dumb. 4 hours, and we didn't figure it out. I mean, we think we got it, but we're not positive. It's not that easy. They're still dumb, but it's not that easy.
I feel like people are dumb just going on the show.
Yeah.
Like, do you really think this person's your perfect match?
It's scientifically proven. They took
it's
tests.
It's scientifically not proven.
No, because the thing is, like, they had to take tests, and then they met with matchmakers.
I get that, but does that really...
Yes.
I would like to see scientific proof that all these perfect matches work out.
Some of them are still together. A lot of them are still together.
Doesn't mean they're going to last.
We found them on Instagram. Like, the ones that have already been revealed are still together.
I understood what you meant.
Yeah.
But.
It's fun to guess who's who, who's the perfect matches to. Actually, I really into the show. And then Vampire Diaries came back for 1 week, went off a week, and they're back there today. And it's just like, what are you doing? Why would you take that? Why would you do 1 week and on and then off? And there's this whole, like, vampires are now trying to kill vampires. Like, they drink vampire blood now, and it's just, like, it's so messed up. I don't know how they're going to write themselves out of this problem.
I don't either.
We'll get back to you on that one, though. The Fosters. Why don't you talk about Fosters? No one want to hear what you had to say about it.
Okay, so when's the last time we talked about it?
I don't remember.
Well, last week, a lot of stuff went down. I'm really bad with names. I don't even know why.
Brandon?
No, the other brother.
Jorge? No.
That's not his name.
Jesus. That's so bad. I knew it was one of those, like, names that I always confuse.
Jesus is still off his pills for...
ADHD.
That's what it is. I was going to say OCD, and I was like, that's not it. And he's being really, really aggressive. His ex-girlfriend came back from whatever country she was at.
That was in the last episode. The last episode was the winter dance, and Callie won queen, and then she got set up with fake IDs and buying everyone booze, and she got in trouble, but then Brandon was like, I did it, even though he didn't do it, and so Brandon went to jail. I basically just summed up the entire episode in like five seconds.
There you go. I was trying to sum up two episodes.
Yeah, I know. I know you were. You tried. You would have been good at it too if you got some names right. If you knew what ADHD was different than OCD, what'd you do?
I know there's a difference. I just couldn't think of ADHD.
It's really good though. And it's like, oh my gosh. Oh, and Wyatt's back. Fun guy.
He's got a really nice body.
Right? I was not expecting that. I was expecting, like, you know, normal body. But then I guess on TV you can never expect normal body. You should always expect good body.
Yeah.
But he had a nice body.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it because, like, in his shirts, like, he just looks like
normal guy.
A square. and, yeah, just... didn't look like he'd be carved
out of stone.
But he is.
I love those stone carved men.
Same.
On to Pretty Little Liars. That was on. They brought their A game. I know. I'm funny.
That was a good one.
I'm also a comedian. I'm a comedian by day, rapper by night.
Student rapper by day,
student on my off time, like, you know, when I feel like it. And Ezra's not A. They know who Ezra knows who A is. He was about to tell them, gets shot. He might die. I think he does die because someone pointed out to me that since he knows who A is, that if he lives, he's gonna tell them, and then there's gonna be no season five. And there's
is there supposed
five.
To be?
Yes, there is. I'm pretty sure there's either five or six seasons, and then they're going to end it.
Interesting.
So we'll see. But Allie's back, and they were, like, going to shoot A, and then he, like, jumps off the building. You can tell it's a guy just by the body shape.
I mean, you can really never tell with bodies.
That's true. But it would just seem too, like...
I mean, she could have been wearing a suit.
The jump... I don't know. It was very tall and very, like...
I mean, yeah, it did look like a guy.
Masculine looking.
It definitely did look like a guy, like the hands were very masculine. But with TV, you never know.
I mean, he was bigger than Ezra. It was bigger than Ezra.
It.
Like, you don't
it's
know,
just
like,
it.
If we're not going to know what it is, then just call it an it. But on to the serious stuff now.
I don't even want to. Nope. Don't.
Teen Wolf.
Don't. Nope.
So all, like, since last season, they're teasing, like, oh, next season, someone's gonna die. And it almost got to the point where it's like, okay, no one's gonna die. Like, they're just trying to make you watch the season. And then this episode goes on, and you're like, okay, the twins could die, because they're get shot with bullets that have wolfsbane in it, and they're, like, puking up this black goo, and you're like, okay, they're gonna die, and, like, that's fine.
That would be two deaths in one.
Twins, go ahead, die. I don't care. And then... the cards get switched around, and the good guys are now the bad guys, and they're, like, fighting the main core of people, and Isaac's just getting tore up, and you're like, okay, Isaac's gonna die. That really sucks. I'm gonna be sad, but there's been spoilers where you're, like, saying that he was gonna die, so I kind of accepted that. And then out of nowhere, Allison gets stabbed and dies. Just out of nowhere. Allison. She was one of my favorite characters. I could cry thinking about it. Don't cry, Laura. Do not cry. too attached to the
show. And someone else dies next week. Like,
I don't
what
think they do.
Is this?
I don't think they do.
Why would he say that, then?
I think it's just like the Nagitsune dies.
I mean, that's a very attractive Dylan O'Brien. that would be a crime.
But, I mean, it's not really him. He's just possessing
that
body.
No, I know that, but...
I put down here, like, oddly attracted to Nagitsune Styles.
But, I mean, the actor still plays it, and he's very attractive when he plays that role, and I don't want that to end, but I do want it to end, because I don't want anybody else to die.
He's so evil and so hot.
It really is.
Like, I don't know how he plays him differently, but it's just something.
I mean, he's not funny, and he's more, like, aggressive and...
Yeah.
Manly, I guess you could
love
say.
Love the aggression.
Like, normal Styles is, like, funny and sassy. I mean, I love sassy Styles. That's my second favorite.
He's, like, awkward and gangly, and then it's just, like...
Like, boom, man.
Nagitsune Styles is all, like, tough and evil, and we could plot together and take over the world. I can picture it now. Me and Nagitsune Styles, that'd be perfect. We can avenge Allison's death together. Yeah. I'm mad. How are you going to kill off Allison? Allison, she's like the queen. She is the queen.
And Styles isn't doing good. Like, normal Styles.
Yeah. He's, like, dying. Slowly.
Like, he's more pale than normal. He's got bags for days.
I'm still mad about Allison. Like... I'm so sad about that. Like, genuinely sad. I was crying after the show. I was crying for like an hour after. And I'll read things and I'll still cry to this day. And that was Monday. That was Monday. I was crying earlier about it, though. I was listening to a sad song. And then I was like reading something about like future Teen Wolf. It was just like a little made up thing. Like, oh, what if this happened? And I was just like, stop.
All the... cast members I follow on Instagram have posted pictures of her and them, and like they're just all stating like you're gonna do really good in the future with other roles, and like it was probably the best time of my life working with you, and just all these really sad nice things. And even like past actors that have been on the show have been posting videos of her and all this, and it's like, you guys all need to stop.
I know.
She needs to come back.
I know. That's
forget
what
other roles, Crystal. You need to work.
That's what makes me mad is, like, okay, she wanted to leave, so they let her leave, but then they killed her character, and there's, like, no way she can ever come back. And it's like, you could have written Allison out a different way. You could have done it. There could be ways. I'm so mad. They don't even give her a chance to come back. But I mean, Jackson has a chance to come back. That's BS. BS.
I mean, it's Teen Wolf. They can find a way to bring her back.
They better.
Not saying that they will.
Yeah, because Peter, he should have been dead a long time ago. He should stay dead.
And I just feel like you never know what's going to happen. Like, maybe midway through next season she's going to come back.
My
like,
eye just
don't.
Twitched. I'm so mad.
Like, you can really never tell.
I'm pretty
what's
sure she's never
happen.
Coming back.
I mean, I'm pretty sure of that too, but you never know.
It was so sad.
I mean, she could come back for a couple episodes.
She, like, died in Scott's arms. Oh, that was so sad. And Isaac was all sad. And then her dad came in. And she's like, oh, God, now her dad, his entire family was murdered. That's cool. Him and Derek will get along nicely now.
I mean, at least... Yeah.
At least what?
Never mind.
Were you going to say how his family killed Derek's family?
Yeah.
It's in the past, bro.
Well, I know that, but...
They're over it. We should be over it.
I mean, Derek obviously isn't.
Yeah, he is. Him and Arjun are buddies now.
I feel like that relationship or friendship kind of reminds me of the Vampire Diaries relationship between Damon and...
Enzo?
No. The one that died. The uncle?
Ah, yes. I forget his name.
I do too. I'm not good with names, so that's not surprising. But
I feel like you're usually okay with names.
I don't know. Maybe it's just where my head is right now, mentally.
Sit on my chin. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take a break before I cry.
Like, literally. She's gonna take a break so she can cry. Let's be real.
I'm just so sad about Allison. Like, I know I should be over it. It's like a character. And it was like, well, like Monday. Post,
like, losing Allison is like losing a family member.
Yeah, it is. She was my favorite. She really was. She was one of my favorites. She was like top two. Yeah. So I'm going to play another 5 Second Summer song. This one took me forever to find online, honestly. So y'all better enjoy it. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Disconnected by 5 Seconds of Summer. Life's a tangled web of cell phone calls and hashtag I don't know. And you're so caught up. That is Disconnected by 5 Seconds of Summer. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And we're back with celebrity news. First off, Fred Phelps, founder of the WBC, was found dead today at 84. I'm going to leave my comments to myself. I feel like everyone should feel the way I feel, so I don't need to say anything. Lindsay Lohan came out with a list, a pretty lengthy list, of the famous men that she has slept with, including, these are the ones that, like, I found relevant. Evan Peters, which struck my heart. Justin Timberlake, Zac Efron, Adam Levine, Ashton Kutcher, Ryan Felipe, which was Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband. He is Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband. So hot. Orlando Bloom really strike to my heart right there. James Franco, Heath Ledger, which isn't really fair to say because he can't even deny it. Max George, he's from The Wanted. And I feel like these names, it was like a couple names at a time, and I feel like I'm in Pretty Little Liars, honestly. Every time I hear there's a new name out, I'm like, oh, I gotta go find out. It's like a mystery almost. But I know that she had relations with Max George from The Wanted, so she's clearly into band guys. She was hanging out with the 1975, and there's a picture of her on Matt Healy's Instagram, and so I'm thinking, if there's a couple names still covered, so I'm wondering if Matt Healy's one of them. Do you think so?
I hope not.
I really hope not. That's so gross. I really hope he doesn't stoop that low. That's nasty.
I mean, they have been hanging out.
They hung out once.
You don't know what happened.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they hung out once, and anything could have happened that once, but, like, I hope not.
I mean, once that we know of.
No, because she, like, made a big deal out of it. And when she was going out with Max George, she, like, made a big deal out of it. I just really hope that Matt Healy's not on that list. Please. And if he is, let me find out after I meet him. Because I'm going to meet him. A statement was released by Glee stars Naya Rivera's team that her boobs are real, and it's just that made like news, and that irritates me because it's like, why is that anyone's business? Like, if she got a boob job because she wanted a boob job, good for her. If that makes her feel better, why do you care so much? And I think it's disgusting that people care so much that like someone actually has to deny that they had a boob job. Drop it. No one cares. Like, that's not anyone's business. That's her business. So who cares? Enrique Iglesias, the man that he's like wine. He just gets better with age. Oh, man, he's so good looking. In freshman year of college, I went through this phase where all I would do is I would skip class with my friend, and all we would do was listen to Enrique Iglesias and watch his videos and paint our nails. That's all we did for hours. Hours out of my day and watch Enrique Iglesias' videos. I love him. But he has a girlfriend, Anna Kournikova. She is a tennis player. She's prettier than she is better at tennis. Like, she gets more modeling contracts than she got more modeling contracts than she won tennis tournaments. But if she wasn't there, okay, well, he wants to get married and have kids. And if she wasn't there, I'm like, hey, Enrique, yo, hit me up. Speaking of hitting up, it has now come out that Prince Harry drunk dialed his ex. I don't know why it's relevant now, but it was happened in 06, and he was, like, confessing his love for her. And I'm thinking, like, now, like, if he wants to double D, drink and dial, I thought of that myself.
Clever.
Thank you. And confess his love for anyone, he can call me any time of the day. Or night. I'd wake up for that.
That would be a very lucky phone call, because he'd have to put in exactly your phone number.
I know. I'm saying he could do it on purpose, if he just gave me a chance. There's a recurring theme in my life where these guys just don't give me a chance. It's really sad. I think you're going to want to put your phone down for this one, because this is a good one. Justin Bieber.
It is.
His bodyguard was being sued for assault, and so he was at a deposition, and they're like asking questions like, oh, have you been to Australia? And his answer is, I don't know. Have I been to Australia? What? Are you serious? Like, if people act like this every day, they'd get slapped. They would get slapped so fast, because he's a punk little witch. He can get away with this stuff, and it was so obnoxious. Do you have better words? I can't think of, like,
I don't recall.
I was literally like, are you serious? We were just talking about this, and then I realized that's what he says in the video. He just like, guess what, I don't recall. Oh God, I get so mad. And my friend loves Justin Bieber, and I was like, yo, have you seen this video? And she's like, yeah, and she's like smiling. Why are you smiling? Why is you smiling right now? Ooh. She is so far up that butt. She can't even see the light of day.
She's so far up it that she's up hers. Coming out of her mouth and going back into his. Like, that is how far up she is.
She, like, thought it was, like, and then all these people were like, oh, he was just being so sassy. And it's like, that's legal. Like, he's in legal trouble. Like, you don't be sassy. Like, you just answer the questions. Don't be a little a-hole about it. I really can't stand him. I really can't stand him. I just hope he spends a little time in jail, honestly. Just a little. For something. I mean, this one he can't go to jail for. He was being called in as a witness. But still, he was such a D-bag about it. Like, why? And then, like, they're like, oh, do you know Usher? And he's like, I don't know. Do I know Usher? Stop. Stop right there. Just stop. Stop what you're doing.
I was just found on YouTube.
Yeah. And first off, he's like, oh, I was detrimental to my own career. And clearly he didn't know what detrimental was, because then his lawyer corrected him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to, like, say it over again. It's like, you are so stupid. You should have stayed in school and not become a YouTube star and then become Justin Bieber. And they thought he'd been Justin Bieber, but, you know.
He should just stay Justin Bieber in Canada.
Yeah, Canadian citizen, not Justin Bieber superstar.
National punk.
I cannot stand that kid. I hope he does something else so I can talk about it. Not next week, because I'm going to be at a Giants game next week. $6. Anyways. But maybe the week after. I don't know what that day is.
The 3rd.
I will not be here the 17th, 1975. Okay, this is my schedule here. Listen up. April 11th. It's a Friday. I have a concert to go to. Five Sauce. 5 Seconds of Summer. Next weekend, on that Thursday, 1975 concert. That Friday, the day after, 1975 concert. That's right. That's 3 concerts in 2 weeks. I'm that hardcore.
It's really, like, 3 concerts in a week. Because Friday to Friday.
Yeah. That hardcore. Anyways, it's been fun. I'm going to go watch some Vampire Diaries now. Till next week. I'll leave you with my favorite song of the week. And you'll listen to radio.dominican.edu.
Watch your step or you might fall. You act like you're a know-it-all. Yeah, I used to do